You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. On Sunday, there will be more than 300 concerts being held in the U.S. as part of the event Concert Across America to End Gun Violence. One of them will be held in Ann Arbor. Kevin Fitzgerald will be part of that event in Ann Arbor, and he's here with us. First, tell me, why is this event being held?
The event's being held to bring awareness to the fact that there are people in this community who are really passionate about gun violence, preventing it, and bringing awareness to the fact that it's a major crisis in our country. So the concert, as part of this nationwide event, is supposed to bring the community together into one place to really think about this issue and reflect on it through this artistic offering of a concert.
Now, it's my job to be a skeptic. How will a concert or even a series of concerts across the U.S. have any impact on gun violence in America?
It's a good question. Obviously, I would not be the first person to say that music is a powerful way that people connect with one another. What I mean by that is coming to a concert when there's an idea behind it, like gun violence, preventing it, it's more than a concert. It's a meeting of the mind, so to speak. It's a meeting of intentions. So hopefully, I think through all of these different concerts, people who believe in preventing gun violence and spreading the word about it throughout the nation will meet and maybe network and maybe build connections. Oh, I met you at the concert. You know, that was such a powerful experience. Let's do this event together. Or maybe a plethora of other ways that people can, with similar interests, can come together.
You're kind of anticipating my questions because I was going to say you're not really going to change anybody's mind. This is more like playing for the choir or preaching to the choir, but that's your whole point, it sounds like.
It is in a way. I mean, we've realized that we are probably not going to get a bunch of, you know, NRA supporters at our concert. Who knows? Maybe we will, because I know a lot of people who like to have a weapon, but they don't have any violent intentions. But, you know, we all know that the problem is bigger than that and more, much more complex. What we want to do is, even just having the event and people seeing that the event is happening in the community, hopefully it'll plant a seed, you know, just another reminder that there are people out there, not just the pundits on the news and on the radio who are talking about it, but there are people out there who are concerned about it, who want to make a difference. And Physicians for the Prevention of Gun Violence is a very, you know, important organization that's doing a lot to help with that.
So you're a conductor. Who will you be leading and what will you be playing?
Very good question. So everyone in the ensemble, the orchestra, it'll be about 35 to 40 people. There's still some loose ends we haven't quite tied up yet. And all of them are either current University of Michigan students, alumni of the School of Music, local professionals, local freelancers. We even have one member of the Detroit Symphony joining us. So it's a pretty diverse group of musicians. We're going to be playing Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, and it's a standard in the classical symphony repertoire, and it's a wonderful piece. I think it really fits what we're trying to do with the concert because we know that he was a pacifist. He was an idealist. And if you look at the text in the Ninth Symphony finale, the Choral Symphony, the text clearly shows his views. He wants humanity to be a brotherhood. He wants everyone to be one unit. And I think that he would approve of his music being used for an event like this. Like I said earlier, once you change the concert from just being a concert where people come and observe what's happening in the music, you add this extra layer, you know, a benefit or an idea or a point to the concert, you're giving some kind of idea for reflection for the audience. They're not just listening and observing the music. They're thinking, how does what the music is saying relate to this idea?
Right.
And so the thing I love about the piece is that there are so many different emotions expressed. It's a very great example of Beethoven's expressive variety. And, you know, one 45-minute piece, you have joy, complete despair, playfulness, life affirmation. And I think the overall feeling of the symphony is hope. I know it sounds maybe a tad cliche, but the opening movement and the finale definitely have this heavy sense of hope and, you know, a dream for a better future.
The concert's being held at Genesis of Ann Arbor. What is that and why is it a fitting venue for this concert?
It's a perfect venue for the concert. It's a religious space, and it is shared between a temple, a Jewish synagogue, and an Episcopal church. And I think it's a unique space in that there's a complete symbiosis between these two groups of people who have different religious beliefs, and they find a way to make a really great situation out of sharing a sacred space. It's a symbol for unity and a symbol for coming together, I think, in and of itself. But also, it's a great space for a concert. It's not too large. It's not like a big cathedral. It's going to be very intimate. The audience will be fairly close to the musicians. We'll kind of all be immersed in the sound together.
What time on Sunday?
The concert begins at 3 p.m.
Kevin Fitzgerald will be conducting an ensemble of about 40 musicians from the Ann Arbor area. Louis Nagel will also perform solo piano works. The concert on Sunday, 3 p.m. at Genesis Ann Arbor will be one of approximately 300 nationwide as part of the event Concert Across America to End Gun Violence. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.